You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
This is Kind World from WBUR. Judy Hegrinus has a very special relationship to her sis, but they're not exactly blood relatives.
I don't know which of us is older, because I'm 74, but both of us are elders. She is a 1999 Chrysler Cirrus. We are seniors, but sis just keeps going and going.
For two decades, sis, what Judy affectionately calls her car, helped her get to her job working with survivors of domestic violence. The car got Judy around Greater Minneapolis to train volunteers on how to help women in need. But 5 years ago, Judy, a few blocks from her home, was stopped at a red light on the way to a doctor's appointment when suddenly...
A young man driving an SUV, talking on a cell phone, rear-ended me and damaged me and my car.
Judy was seriously injured. She had to relearn to walk, use her arms, and move. The always active woman, then in her late 60s, found herself all but stopped in her tracks. Too injured to work, she was forced to retire. With no income, she drained her savings to pay for her extensive medical treatment. After 6 months, it was clear Judy wasn't the only one in need of repair and rehabilitation.
Sis developed car problems. I was concerned about how I was going to continue my therapy. We needed help. We needed to keep Sis going.
Judy, struggling, reached out to her community, asking if there was someone who could help her fix her car. Someone who understood that her car was her lifeline.
My name is Kathy Hying, and I currently live in Minneapolis, where I have lived for the past 21 years.
Kathy dedicated her life to helping those who couldn't help themselves. For 15 years, she worked with the poor and homeless, and she noticed a debilitating pattern. Poor people couldn't afford to fix the cars they depended on to survive.
Often the story was, I have this car, it desperately needs brakes, I have a job, but my job is 30 minutes away and I work second shift and there is no bus. This car was the linchpin holding everything together. And you pull that pin and everything falls apart.
So Kathy decided to change her life so she could help change the lives of others. Her solution? Her own auto shop.
For me, there was something bigger than myself that was pulling me towards this, something that I couldn't let go of, and it became clear that I would regret it more if I didn't at least try.
In 2008, at nearly 40 years old, Kathy enrolled in automotive school. In her class of 40 students, she was one of only three women and the oldest student by far.
I've written a master's thesis. I can do tech school. And it totally kicked my butt.
Despite the challenges, Kathy stayed the course. And in 2013, she opened her own garage. It had one car lift, one repair bay, and a tiny volunteer staff. Her clients all live at or below the federal poverty guidelines, and they pay for parts at cost and only a fraction of labor costs. This was exactly the help Judy Hegrinus and her car Sis needed.
They just went to work. They fixed the problem. We were having some transmission fluid leakage, and we don't leak transmission fluid anymore.
The mechanics repaired Sis so she was road ready, and Judy says Kathy's help was much more than a car repair.
Kathy has also allowed me to take care of myself for the most part. She has given me an opportunity to maintain a self-sufficient life.
Now, Kathy's Minneapolis garage, which she calls the lift, is open 5 days a week, and the staff of 10 is busy keeping up with growing demand. The garage has completed nearly 2,800 repairs for more than 1,600 customers, and there's a three-month waiting list.
On one hand, it tells me that my instinct was right all along, that this is a huge unmet need, in our community. On the other hand, many days it feels like we're not meeting our mission in the least. By the time we can get them in to fix their car, their job's long gone. But then there are days when you fix somebody's car who, you know, you learn on Friday we're fixing their car and she's been staying in the shelter and she has a new job that is starting on Monday pending us fixing her car. Yep, we are absolutely changing that person's life.
Kathy says her life has changed too. Even though her work in social service and car repair is more similar than she expected.
I often joke that at the Lyft we are social workers and grief counselors and financial counselors and resource specialists, and then we fix cars on the side.
Kathy changes the lives of so many who are struggling, showing them what they might forget about themselves, that their journey means something, and that they might just need a little help to get there. You can listen to more Kind World at wbur.org/kindworld and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at WBUR Kind World, and we would love to hear your story of profound kindness. Send us an email to kindworld@wbur.org. I'm Andrea Aswahi. Thanks for listening.